Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Benning six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
He's got good hair. Yes. He's jacked, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm jealous.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
Bounced to short. Swanson to Hoerner, one over to first. Call it to a double play. 6-4-3 inning-ending twin killing.
Chopped to third. Charging birdie. Fields to second for one. Hoerner the turn to first. In time. Double play. And Boyd works out of the jam.
Ground ball sharply hit. It's into right field. Base hit. Tucker scores. Bush at second base is chased back, but he's safe. And Nico Hoerner, a two-out RBI.
Here comes the 0-2. Bouncing ball to third. It's going to be gloved by Lopez. Go to second. One over to first. That's a double play. And around the horn, twin killing.
Nico Hoerner on 670 to score.
How fun is that?
It's a lot of fun for us. Nico now joining us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Last night's game was amazing because it was two different games. There was a really well-pitched game that went on for about 5.5 innings. And then things started to go sideways with the defense for the Giants. And how about the Cubs taking advantage of it and putting the game away in the sixth?
It felt like a team full of El Magos last night, making like the Giants pitchers crazy, didn't it?
Yes, there was a lot going on in last night's game, and our guy Nico Hoerner was in the middle of it. Nico, thanks for joining us as always. That was fun once it got fun. How did it feel for you guys last night?
Yeah, I mean, even before that, we played well. We had a 4-2 lead. A couple big swings from Ian and Dansby to get runs going, and Boyd pitched great. And then obviously there was one crazy Wrigley inning, and that was that.
Yeah, that guy Hayden Birdsong has been unbelievably good. And then last night, it wasn't even like he was terrible. It was just, but the speed and everything. You guys are so aggressive on the base paths that it seems to rattle even smart defensive teams sometimes. Are you aware of that when it happens? Can you feel that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, Pete's obviously at the heart of that, just with his preference of chaos, I guess. And then everyone just playing the game hard. I think, stolen bases often kind of get wrapped up as like the summary of, is the team good at base running? There's so much more to it than that. We haven't had as many steals in the last week or so, but that comes and goes just with game situations and pitchers and matchups. But the base running at the heart of it has been consistent throughout, so that's been great.
His preference of chaos. Oh, that's
delicious. It was on full display last night.
It absolutely was. But like, Nico, when you stole your base and Pete was on third, you know they're not going to bother to throw through, right? There's no chance they're going to do that with him having a lead off third base.
Yeah, there's some teams that do. Obviously there's a lot that goes into that behind the scenes. And as a base runner, you put a lot of trust in your coaches and the scouting and everything within that. But that was great because it led to a run. That's why it's so big that he could go first to third on you know, the short single I hit, and all those bases matter.
It's so funny because we're going to spend some time at 3 o'clock talking specifically about that, because it was just beautiful. It was really beautiful baseball to watch. And as you single, his read on it was so great that he was able to get the extra 90 feet. And that can change, and it did in the case of what happened in the fourth. It changed the way that inning worked because he took the extra 90.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are all really impactful, and it might not feel like a big thing for a couple games, and then they'll have a moment like that where it's like, wow, that really changed the course of the game. And that's the kind of stuff over 6 months you keep hammering down, and it makes a really big difference, and maybe it's a win or two, but as we know, that's a huge deal.
On that single that Lawrence is talking about, JD on the TV broadcast described it as Nico working hard to get the barrel on that ball. Like it was really far inside, but like, what do you do that? Are you moving the hands? Are you thinking about the barrel? Are you just moving the hands? Is it all instinct? What are you thinking about when you're like, you end up inside outing a pitch like that the other way for a hit?
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy with heavy sink on his fastball, and a guy that's easy to, he does a good job of getting righties on the ground. So I think, you know, especially with two strikes, it's comfortable seeing him deep and helps me control the zone with his full mix. But, you know, you don't go up there looking to hit a bloop single, but knowing that your misses can still be productive is a big deal.
You guys are leading baseball in run differential right now and plus 69. So look, there's a bunch of reasons why that's the case, including some of the things that you pointed out last night. Matthew Boyd has been really terrific for you. What do you think is the biggest reason why you guys are in this position of having a great run differential?
I mean, I think it speaks to just all parts of the group, right? It's a team stat. Not something players really focus on, but I think it is just a representation of consistency. Like, we've been able to get some leads and then really add on, and that's such a huge deal for how you save your bullpen, and all that stuff really adds up over the course of a season. And it does feel different to win a game, you know, 7-2 or 8-1 compared to 3-2 and 4-2. And as we've done for the last couple of years, it feels like.
You know, I'm riding the roller coaster, Nico. Like, yeah. I'm letting myself do it as a fan. Like, and we'll host shows, Lawrence and I, and I'll work on a Sunday, and I'll try to be all level-headed and stuff, but it's just so fun when a team, yeah, when a team in this town is just this good. It's crazy fun. Do you ride it at all? Does it have any effect on you when you guys score 10 runs on a Friday night in Milwaukee? You know, like, does it have any effect on you, or are you trying to not ride the coaster like some of us Jamokes are?
No, of course it's fun, and it should be. It's a really hard sport to have success in. And, you know, I've been here for a little while now, and we've had some good moments and teams, but you work towards special things like this. And obviously the ultimate goal is a long way away, but part of that is just enjoying the process of getting there. And I think we've got a group that's capable of a lot, but also really fun to play with on a day to day. So no, of course it's incredible. And you can feel it when you show up to the ballpark, you see it in people's work, you see it in the crowd. Like, it all matters, and that energy is real.
What do you mean you see it in people's work? What do you mean?
I think there's a sense of winning and an expectation of success. I think you just, there's a higher sense of confidence, higher expectation, better camaraderie. It's like kind of a chicken or the egg thing, right? Of like, does good chemistry make winning, or does winning make good chemistry? And I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah, it's a good vibe around here right now. Yeah, it's been impressive.
Nico Horner on the Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of the asterisk-free checking. More at Huntington.com/yourmoney. It's been so fun to watch as the season has gone on, where there have been these moments where, oh, well, look, Bushy's hot. Well, look at this. Carson Kelly's hot. PCA's hot. Nico's hot. Tucker's hot. And now Dansby Swanson is the guy that's got the flaming bat going on right now. And he struggled for a long time to start this season. How good is it for you guys that he's back into a place where he looks more comfortable at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. I think anytime there's extremes at the beginning of a season, it's always fully blown out of proportion. You know, you do that in the middle of June, and it's obviously it's noticeable, but it's just a part of the year instead of like, oh, is this who this person is? And it's all just mixed up together, but we feel that stuff as players too. So it's not surprising at all that Dansby's swinging well, because that's what he's done his whole life, you know? So it's like, that's kind of where we're at as players mentally with it. But yeah, he's been great. His work has been awesome. And yeah, his power from the shortstop position and ability to change games around is such a big deal. That homer he hit off Skeens opposite field is so impressive and really got us going in that game, and a big win in the final day of a series there. And it's kind of taken off from there. It's been awesome.
So it's really easy for some of us to watch Dansby or watch anybody at the plate and be like, why doesn't he go the other way? Why doesn't he take that outside pitch and just, you know, take it to right field? And then Coomer said something the other day that people can think that's what they're doing and still not be doing it. And that like got me into a little bit of a mind bleep. Like, like, can you think that you're trying to protect the outside part of the plate, but still your default is to pull and you have to like, like, how does that work for a hitter?
Like, as far as what your intent is and
yeah,
not matching up with what's happening in the game?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of, you know, the best swings Dansby's hit to right center, he probably wasn't thinking that direction at all. He was just working on time, and the ball happened to go that way. A lot of times, I think when you're forcing things, it, not a whole lot of good comes out of it. And oftentimes, when we think opposite field, we're just late and playing defensive, and you don't really have much room for error and the velocity we see anyway, so putting yourself late from the start isn't really too helpful a lot of the time. Someone who does that more than I'd like to. So yeah,
that's interesting. So it's not about trying to go the other way, it's about just trying to be on time, and then sometimes it can look like you're going the other way.
100%. Yeah, I definitely feel that. And you could ask five guys, they'd have five different answers, but yeah.
We were having a conversation yesterday with Cliff Floyd, and we were talking about PCA and stardom and how to handle that. You know, how do you suggest that PCA handle all of the attention that he is deservedly getting, where people look up and he's noted as an MVP candidate and he's top three in WAR in baseball? How do you guys help him deal with that? And does he even need any help dealing with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a pretty great situation in our clubhouse as far as the people that he has around him, and not that he needs a ton of help, but I think we got a nice combination of veterans and people that are pumped to see him succeed, but you know, also give him a healthy amount of grief when he does things that are unique. And so it's all part of it, and it's part of the fun of a season. And if any suggestions from my end, it would just be to continue to be himself and continue to make the energy that he brings every day about winning and about the group. And he's done that and then some, just with his daily work, his actions. I mean, he's the first one in the cage, first one on the field doing early work. Like, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that people don't see. And, you know, I hope that's not lost on people, all the work that he's done. Like, he is an incredible talent, but to improve this much at the major league level takes a ton of work, and it's not by chance. He's really earned that, and he's going to keep developing, and who knows what he can be.
How is he at taking the grief when you choose to?
He's great. I mean, just yesterday, I was thinking about yesterday when he dove for that ball, and he was just immediately laughing afterwards. And you know, everyone was having a good time. We had like printed out pictures of it in the locker room and all that stuff. But that's also like, I think he's like, you got to be a little delusional, I think, to do special things as an athlete and like expect yourself to do the incredible. And I would way rather play with someone who's on that end of it than like who's cautious and nervous to make a mistake or something like that. So I love seeing that.
Oh man, that's awesome. Especially when you consider his talent. Like I worry about him and Ian sometime in left center because Pete thinks he can just get to everything. But to your point, you want like the center fielder who thinks he can get to everything. You want him to believe that everything is his ball, don't you?
Yep. Yeah. Same with the guy in the middle of the order that expects themselves to turn a game around every time they get to the plate or, say I swung at a 3-0 splitter from Paul Skeens and hit a homer to take the lead. Like that's abnormal stuff, but it comes from belief and giving yourself a chance to do something special. I thought that was an incredible moment. I don't know if people picked up on that, but you could look. I don't know how the last time anyone hit a 3-0 splitter for a homer is, but it's probably not in the Statcast era.
So Mother's Day is coming up, and we know how strongly you feel about your own mom. You got anything planned?
I'm be in New York, pretty far from California, but definitely send some flowers and be a good son and in that way, at least do that. But no big plans.
No handmade card. Like are those days done? Did they ever exist?
Yeah. I write notes. I kind of take the easy way out on the, because then the flowers at the end, they're always like, hey, like, do you want to put a note in?
You're busy.
So it's no, not really. It's just, it's pretty functional and they do a good job of that. And then they always throw in like chocolate or something too. And they get you.
Wait, so you're not busy? You're not busy? I mean, it's in season.
I mean,
he's busy, but
I have lots of time, but I have things to do every day, but it's kind of just like you guys too, right?
Well, you know, I mean, I got a kid I got to worry about, you know?
Yeah, so you're way busier.
Yeah, I got to take care of Lawrence, you know what I mean?
Yes, because Lord knows I need taken care of.
Lawrence has to take care of me, you know?
Exactly. I got no pets, no kids. I got a...
Right there with you.
It's a good setup right now.
It is. It is a pretty good setup. Does your mom have like a favorite flower or something you always make sure the arrangement has?
No, just I want a lot of color. Springtime, a lot of color. She's got a great garden as is, though. So honestly, she could probably whip something up better. But it's more the thought, I guess.
Yeah, it's just the thought. It's just having a plan. They want to know that you have a plan.
That Nico. You care.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, you thought about it.
I do care.
Yeah,
send her the tape.
Wait, we'll send her the tape just to be safe. Absolutely.
Yeah, I care.
Yeah. we talked about having her on actually on Mother's Day, you know, or like thereabouts. It said your mom is target number one for the Mother's Day guest list. Just so you know,
that's a high honor.
Yeah, take that.
She's got baseball thoughts.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. I'm sure she does. Hey, did you see the video of Justin Turner playing three card Monty? With what were those things? Sean Sears sent it to me. He had like three different containers. One of them had like some change in it or something. Are you hip to what we're talking about, Nico? Did JT get you?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll send it to you.
Because like, he's great. He's great for clubhouse shenanigans. So I'm not sure. But yeah,
he is like, I wouldn't have thought that was his lane, but that apparently is his lane a little bit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's always got something going on. He's on the mic on the bus. He's got just good energy. He's a guy who knows how to be a big leaguer. I think that's the best way to put it. He's just very comfortable in a big league clubhouse. And yeah, he's been amazing.
Outstanding stuff. Well, Nico, we appreciate you, man. Thanks again for always being available for us. And good luck against the Giants tonight. And keep it rolling on what I think is, this feels like just walking around, this feels like the nicest day of the year. Like the wind isn't...
Beautiful.
Right.
I was walking around Oz Park this morning. Beautiful day. It's nice out.
That's outstanding. That's a good little park too.
It is.
Anybody? Do you bring a glove and a ball just in case some kids recognize you?
No, but there is something like heartwarming about like a little league baseball practice. That's like kind of like, oh yeah, that's what it's actually like. We're still doing that. It's pretty cool.
Damn right. They used to make fun of me for like driving around the city. And if I saw a little league game, I'd pull over and just watch it. They're like, all right, you're the creepy guy in his car just watching a random little league game. But there's something really nice about it.
No, it's cool. It's very pure. It's a good stuff.
It is. Well, get ready with all your pregame stuff. Thanks again, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Nico.
It's Nico Horner.